Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Yerushalayim Hilchos Aseret, and we are continuing on in Hilchos Shabbos. We're up to Siman Shin Lamed Beis, Halachas of Shelo Leleid HaBehema B'Shabbos. This is very appropriate considering that we're going to be going to the farms on the Tiyul coming Wednesday and Thursday, and we're going to be checking out the animals. So just when you think it's not relevant, we're going to actually go and maybe deliver some babies in this coming Tiyul. Ein Aleph, Ein Miyaldin as a Behem Shabbos. One is not allowed to assist an animal to give birth on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah here spells it out. Ein Miyaldin, you're not allowed to go ahead and be a midwife for an animal, for your cow, for your goat. Perish Limshloch Havlad Min Arechem. I mean, you're not allowed to pull out the baby, the calf, from the womb of the cow. Why? This is Asher Mishum Tircha Yaseira, the Ika Tircha Yaseira. Ayein Bachronim Sheskimu the Afla Sada. Achronim write that even to go ahead and Sada, what is Sada? Look, Hayusha Ochez Avlad Shelo Yipol Aretz. It means to go ahead and assist it by holding on. Just holding on to the baby so that it doesn't hit the ground. You're not allowed to do that. Now, if it's going to die, look, if you don't catch it, we'll see coming up. They're matir for tzar ba'al chayim, yisurei d'rabbanan. We'll see. But assuming it's not going to die, you can't go ahead and assist it. No sein lo dad l'soch piv, and also you can't go ahead and stick the udder in the mouth of the behema. That's all aser b'Shabbos. Chain kol tzarchei leida hamavoar b'siman tuf kuf chaf gimel. All the needs of giving birth, it's spelled out in tuf kuf chaf gimel. Also, all those other activities also aser mishum tircha beis. Ein mefarkasin la behema gildei maka. You're not allowed to go ahead and remove scabs from a behema, below sakin oisa b'shemen, nor are you allowed to go ahead and anoint and pour oil on these makos b'shemen. Now, why are you not allowed to do it? Not because it's an issur refuah, as we're going to see. There's no issur refuah on a behema. So we'll see. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Beis mefarkasin perish lahasir es agela, to pull off the scabs. Sachin osa means the makkah. You put oil on the makkah. So he says, Vahani mili, back to Shulchan Aruch. So you're not allowed to go ahead and do these things. You can't go ahead and remove the scabs. You can't go ahead and put oil on the scabs. Vahani mili, bigmar makkah. We're talking here at the end when the makkah is already healed, bigmar makkah, the leka ela mishum tanug. Because right now, doing it is only a tanug for the animal, and that's extra tircha. Just to make the animal feel good, you're not allowed to do that. However, if it was at the beginning stage of the makkah, when there's tsar, so going ahead and doing these types of refuah activities, such as putting shemen on and things like that, assuming you're not smearing it or anything like that, it's going to be mutter. So let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Bigmar makkah, shenisrapa makkah. After the makkah has already been healed, yalkein ein l'troach, therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and be toreach for the behema kidei la'anga, in order to make it feel good. However, if it has sar, and you want to go ahead and be merape it this way, it's totally okay. We're going to see coming up that there's no issur at all of refuah when it comes to a behema. Im achla gimel, im achla karshinen. So you have this animal that ate its food, but ate too much. Karshinan harbe, it pigged out. The animal went to Papa G's and ate too much vetch. That's what karshinan is. It ate too much vetch, not veg, vetch. Umitzta eres, and the cow's walking around. Yo, boss, I got a big stomach ache. What do I do now? So yachol laharitza, you can take the cow and have it run around like an animal, which it is, the chatzer, have it run around, kadesh tiyageya, so it gets all tired, and I guess it runs off all the eichon, misisrape, and it heals. So you see, you can do an activity that heals the animal. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Hey, yachal laharitza. You could go ahead and have it make it run. The afal gav the zehu refua. Even though this is refua, urefua la adam, and refua for a person is gzeira mishum shchika samamanim. Refua is aser mivim shchika samanim. So this is okay because the animals are cholash sheimbo sakana. No, that's not what he says. It's not because the animals are cholash sheimbo sakana. That's not the heter. The reason why, but refua is behemto. Ain adam bowl kolkach sheyavo lishchok samamanim. The reason is they were never geyser on the refua of one's animal because a person is not so doesn't get so worked up that he's going to go ahead and actually grind the medicines for an animal. For a person, he's going to get all faklemt, and he's going to go ahead and he's going to start, if he can have medicine, he's going to go ahead and start grinding medicine. But for an animal, we're not concerned because he's not so concerned. So look at the end of the Mishnah Brura, and then he says, "Okay, but what happens if the animal is karov lamisa?" Says, "Who I did him he krov lamisa machmaser." So, if let's say he's going to about to die, so then does badai bohol, then the guy is going to for sure be all concerned because he's going to lose out big cash. These behemoths could cost a good 300,000 shek for a cow. Nafilu hachi. Afilu hachi mutter. Even so, it's going to be mutter. Why? The lo sharis lay asil de shira samanim. Because if you do not allow it to do these, yes, it's the opposite logic. If you do not allow it to have and do a refua, because it's going to die, even more so, you know what you're going to do. And if you're not going to let it go ahead and run around, so then what the guy's going to end up doing is he's going to do shira samanim anyway. Ushar malacha dal raisa. Because at the end of the day, he's so bold that the fact that you give him the concern isn't going in and doing refuah for the animal. The concern in this case would be, if you don't give him refuah, then he's going to anyway go ahead and do the refuah in a way that will be malacha d'oraisa. So therefore, they would never go there refuah for animal, even if it's a chalash yesh bo sakana, or a chalash ein bo sakana, or no matter what, or even if it's just mechush ba'alba, they were not geyser at all to do refuah for an animal. Okay, even if it was just stam mechush ba'alma, the behema had a tummy ache. The behema had a big tummy ache. So now, what comes out of this is also the Dirshu points out that the Chazon Ish says based on this, you could put bacitration on an animal. You know, just make sure you don't smooth it. Make sure you don't do any type of smoothing. Also, you can go ahead and you can give it Tylenol. You can give it equivalent. Go to the vet and get some Tylenol and Excedrin and give it, or ibuprofen. Any type of, even shots. Okay, assuming you don't do any blood or anything like that, you can go ahead and give it Zrikos or shots. You can give that all to the animal to go ahead and heal it. Because there's no issur refuah by animals. Let's move on. Sif katan vav kidei shetiyageya. In order to get it to be all worked up and tired, so it feels better after it went through a nice workout. Aval aser lasois bishvila shum malacha d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But you can't do for the animal any malacha d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Afilu himesa, even if it dies. But a guy, you'd be allowed to go ahead and have him do malacha if the animal is sick. They were matir pashtus for tzar b'lechayim amir la'akum. Now it says here that it's asur lasos bishvila. You can't do any malacha d'oraisa or d'rabbanan for an animal even if it's going to die. However, the post can bring up and they say, not 100%. What happens if it's Isurei Derabbanan that are not Malacha Derabbanan? Like they don't have any Shoresh Mea Torah, like Mukta, Isur Mukta, and things like that. let's say, to pick up a behema that fell into the boar because of Tzal B'Arei Chaim. So there, the Poskim is a machlokas aposkim, and they do not end up with any real hachra. The Chai Adam says you could be samech on the makilim to do isurei derabanan that are not melachas derabanan for an animal b'shvil Tzal B'Arei Chaim. He also says, the Poskim also say, that if it's a hefseid meruba and Tzal B'Arei Chaim, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav says also you could be soymech on the makilim to do isurei derabanan. The Chazon Ish as well says the same thing, but he adds if he could wait till night time, you should wait until nightfall. Finally, this is it. Dalit im achza dam. What happens if there is some type of blood clot in the animal? Now in the old days they used to do bloodletting. People would do bloodletting. It'd be bloodletting of animals. There's another technique. Yachol lahamida b'mayim. You can put the animal in water, in cold water, kedesh tetzadeh, in order to cool it. That will then also help with the blood clotting. V'musafek she'im lo yakizu lo dam tamus. And if you have a suffek, whether or not the animal will die if you don't do bloodletting, and it's mutter lomar la'ina Yehudi la'kiza. You could go ahead and tell a non-Jew to be makiz to do the bloodletting. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Yachol lahamida hakol kenoim la'el b'sif katan. Hey, everything is like we said in sif katan. Hey, that there's no issue of refuah when it comes to animals. And he says suffek, if it's a suffek, whether it's going to die. So then mitoch sha'adam Mishnah Brura sif katan ches mitoch sha'adam bohul al mamono. Since a person will be very concerned and very frazzled about his money going under, people get very frantic when they see their cash going bye-bye and their animal, which costs a lot of money, right? Imagine you don't look at it as your cow. You couldn't care less about the cow. You don't got no cow. But you imagine your car, your smooth Porsche, it's going up in flames. You can imagine that's an issue. So here, Elo Sharis Le Asi Lemavad Be'atzmo Isura Dairaisa. If they did not allow one to go ahead and have a guy do the bloodletting, the person himself might come to Isur Dairaisa of bloodletting. Sifkatan Tes, Tomus, Vayim the Chai Adam Shekasim, the concern maybe it will die. The Chai Adam writes, Dafilu im Irak Chola Ba'alma, even if it is just sick, Gam Ke Mutter Al Yedei En Yehudi, Kedei L'Rafaisa. He says here a heter that you could go ahead and you could have a guy do malacha for the animal in order to heal it. Mishum Tsar Balei Chaim. So there's a heter Mishum Tsar Balei Chaim. Amir Lakum, he says, Aval Lahakiz Lesus Kedei Sheyochal Yoiser. But to go ahead and give it bloodletting so that the animal will be able to eat more or better. Bivadai Usser, for sure, it will be Usser. So here we have an important kula here that the Mishnah Brura seems to say that one can go ahead and be matir amir la'akum, mamish amir la'akum, in order for justam refua based on tsar balei chayim, not just in order to save the animal because you're going to be bohol al mamono. So that is that. Tomorrow we'll be starting Simon Shin Lamed Gimel. The rest of this week will be live from the Negev. After tomorrow, Tuesday's live from RBS. Wednesday and Thursday is live from the Negev or from RBS if I end up recording it all tomorrow in my house. Have a good one, everybody.